Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right. By the way, right now, I've got an extra large premium chef's cutting board made of the finest American maple wood and crafted in the USA exclusively for the Edge. Kitchen and bath showroom valued at $100, and that goes to caller number 19 at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is correct. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, checking in at
number 5.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. All right, the only non-Cubs related thing actually in the top 5 today, but I had to play this cuz this is a precious moment today. Melania Trump was out on the campaign trail.
I saw that.
In Berwyn, Pennsylvania, which is a wealthy suburb of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. they said it was like sending her to Winnetka is basically what it was.
Right.
They
need those voters in Pennsylvania. It's going to be extremely important. He needs to win that state, and right now he's behind by what, 4 or 5 points.
Yes, and he needs to win women. And so they sent her out there, and she made a speech. I couldn't believe the content of the speech because what she was describing, I don't think, is what we have seen so far from her hubby.
Okay.
This year. She was talking about cyberbullying and about, and we need to change the tone of America.
We need to teach our youth American values. Kindness. Honesty.
Nope.
Respect.
Yep, not there either.
Compassion. Charity. Understanding. Cooperation.
She said cooperation, not corporation, by the way.
Are you sure?
I had to go back through that in the accent. I put it through the Melania meter, and it was able. She was a
Babe
cooperation.
Alert. The irony of the whole thing.
it was a Babe Alert. It was
Babe Alert.
She did. She looked great, but it's like, okay, wait a second. Who is going to teach those again?
Well, you can teach them at home to begin with. I think that would be a good place.
Maybe she's doing that with little Von Behren Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. But and I hope, that all.
She
goes
probably
well.
Is. I mean, she probably is. But you're right. The irony of it when her husband is not exactly exhibiting those characteristics on the campaign trail or ever.
And then it was about cyberbullying, about how awful the tone is on social media, and especially on Twitter. And I'm like, this is the dude that calls out fat chicks on Twitter at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Great point.
I mean, come on. Look at her ugly fat face. I mean, what? What?
But she says, as First Lady, this would be her platform, right? Many First Ladies.
Then he's going to fire her because she's totally, totally in opposition to him on this. Maybe she could become president. If only we had that rule where we allowed Slovenian supermodels to be president. Then maybe she should do it, I guess.
Yeah, even the choice to say American values, did that strike you as
American?
A little strange?
We are going to teach American values in country I love so much. Well she is.
She does,
listen, immigrant.
She's a proud immigrant.
This is a country of immigrants.
And my mom, who's an immigrant from England, she takes jury duty seriously,
sure.
More seriously than any native-born person I know. She frames her certificates when she's done. I mean, she takes being a citizen she's so proud of that, and so mm-hmm. perhaps she's of that ilk as well. But
right.
It was a strange speech. It was a strange speech.
I don't think so. I don't think Melania would have stayed in the United States if she could have found a Russian billionaire or a French billionaire or an Italian billionaire or a Slovenian billionaire,
citizen.
If there is such a thing. Right. My guess is that would have not been,
If Boom 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 had been a billionaire, maybe
yes.
Things would have been different.
Things might have been a
saying.
Little bit different. Yes, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Boom Boom Boom,
boom, boom
on
boom.
The Vespa.
That's it. Boom Boom Boom. Okay, checking in at
number 4.
The president says, nope, I might be a Southsider and a Sox fan.
Sure.
And again, that's a little bit of a makeup right there, too. He's from the south side of Honolulu. He's a Sox fan. No, he's not. That is such. I mean, you know, when they asked him,
you can't be a Sox fan if you're not born here.
No,
you put a Sox cap on your head when you're 1 year old.
Asked him who his favorite Sox player was. He's like, right? I remember that.
It was that like, recently?
No, that was like in 2008.
Okay.
They were like, okay, you're a Sox fan, right? Yep, absolutely. And so who's your favorite
They're
Sox
like
player?
They're like his children, though, Ro. He didn't want to choose one or the other, so he was just leaving it at that.
Yeah.
Go with that, Kevin.
He was playing the political role there. He didn't
or
want to
maybe not even Sox fans know Sox players.
Dis. Burn from Violetta.
Ooh. Crosstown burn.
Can't we just all be friends
today?
It's
getting ugly.
Yeah,
we
can.
This is no time to gloat. Because as I recall, in 2005,
yeah, exactly.
There was nothing but gloating from Sox fans. I can't wait for Roper to get here so I can gloat. All right. Anyway, he congratulated his hometown, adopted hometown Cubs on their victory.
Generally, D.C.'s not so much of a battleground. But down here, it's just like every ad is just depressing. And there's negative ads, and there's noise, and there's distractions. And sometimes the temptation is to tune it out, and you want to just focus on the Cubs winning the World Series. Which, by the way, even for a White Sox fan, is a pretty big deal. Because they, so sweet. Because the Cubs have been waiting like 108 years. I was watching something on television, they explained that the last time the Cubs had won, Thomas Edison was alive, and they hadn't invented sliced bread yet.
It's true.
So, you know the expression, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread? This is actually, for Cubs fans, the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I want to congratulate the Chicago Cubs for an amazing season.
You know, this is the moment we knew was going to happen. When he's leaving, right? This is his
senioritis.
He's got senioritis. He does not care. And he's like, Southside!
Yeah, I'm just having fun.
He's got old man jokes now. Sliced bread jokes. Just whipping them all out.
Right.
I don't care anymore.
And when's the last time the president watched TV? Like, never.
I'm sure he watched the game.
He's watching his iPhone, undoubtedly.
I don't
think
so.
He invited the Cubs to the White House.
He wants to get them in before he leaves, because generally there's a big lag.
Yeah.
There's like 9 months or whatever.
Yeah. Better hurry up.
Because they got some group of Girl Scouts that shows up every week. Bill Clinton liked those, by the way. This is his favorite. His favorite. Do we have Girl Scouts coming again, right? All right.
Southside.
Southside.
I mean, but this is it. This is the moment. And he can get away with it now. Right. Because remember, you know, if he had done that in 2008.
Oh, just pick him apart.
Imagine how the Reverend Wright, you know, thing would have come. See, imagine Hannity going off on him in 2008 about Southside.
He doesn't care. He's like, I love it all out.
I do love this. I mean, this is
too raw.
Because, I mean, I'm going to take all of the governance and politics out of it. He's a very likable guy, and he is, and I think he's now just enjoying himself because he has put up with a lot of crap over. He's done a lot of things over the last 8 years that don't make a lot of sense too. But he's also put up with a lot of crap from people he didn't have to take.
No, he's president. So. That's part of the job. But
right.
Yeah, it's nice to see him let loose a little.
Yes. So this is kind of fun. So fun.
Yeah. Very authentic sounding.
And he did. He was doing that. And he was also doing that, come on, man, today. About
Isn't
Trump.
Isn't that ESPN?
Yeah.
ESPN.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Monday Night Football thing.
Oh, God. It's the only thing that actually makes me feel good about these last moments here of Earth. Our live broadcast for the Chicago Blackhawks take on the Colorado Avalanche, presented by the Village of Bedford Park. Make Bedford Park your new home for business and sponsored by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. All right, top 5-5 continues checking in at
number 3.
Joe Maddon last night after the game congratulating Chicago Cubs fans.
I want to congratulate the people of Chicago, our fans, our ownership, Theo and Jed. The team, the players. I mean, listen, I am late to the party. I came here while all the heavy lifting had been done. I feel very fortunate to be given this assignment. It's the best. It absolutely is the best. The combination of everybody I just mentioned, plus the ballpark itself, Wrigley Field, is without question the best venue in all of sports.
I thought that was so cool when he said that last night. He just is amazing to watch in a press conference because you very rarely get articulate baseball management. Right,
you know, it all makes sense too. Like you can take away something from what he says, and he mixes in baseball knowledge with just
philosophy,
general life thoughts. It's so, and their entire attitude, that whole team,
yes,
you felt it at spring training. It all started with Joe Maddon. I can tell you that 100%.
And what about the curse?
Based on the young players we have in this organization, we have an opportunity to be good for a long time, and without any constraints, without any of the negative dialogue. And you know me. I mean, we've known each other for a while. So that's the best way. The burden's been lifted. It should have never been there in the first place, I don't think. But now we can move forward.
Amen.
Yep. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Bill Murray. Who let him into the locker room last night?
He was the star of everything, I think.
Oh, my. He just grabbed the microphones from any news agency and started doing interviews, including with Theo Epstein.
Welcome back inside the Cubs locker room. I'm with Theo Epstein. He's the boss. Hey, is there anyone you want to say hello to that you haven't thought about lately?
Yeah. You. We just won the World Series!
Oh, it does burn. It's a good burn. It's a good burn. All right, I guess that means I get a 10-day tryout or something like that. Thank you
yes,
very much.
You do.
Okay, you're particularly dry, though.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun to watch.
And the players love Bill Murray. He was. I turned around, and he was right next to me. It was like surreal. Bill Murray's standing there, and he's goofing around, but he's hugging all the players. They all know him. Mm-hmm. They all love him. It was
he
was
got
cool.
Very emotional at times, too, last night.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was crying or if his eyes were burning from the champagne because they were bright pink, so I think it was a mix of both.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yes, the mix of a lot going on last night. And finally, checking in at...
Number one.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series. Bryant makes the play. It's over. And the Cubs have finally won it all. Wow. It's 7-10.
Now, Budweiser has put together a 2-minute commercial.
And you got to see it.
You must see it. We're going to play it because the audio is just as compelling. It is Harry Carey. They basically have edited Harry Carey so that it does appear as though Harry Carey himself
called game
if
7.
If you don't get goosebumps, there's something wrong with you.
If you're a Cubs fan.
Sure as God made green apples, someday the Chicago Cubs are going to be in the World Series. And maybe sooner than we think.
Such a pleasure to see you, especially on a noteworthy night indeed. The Cubs 3 outs away from winning. Boy, if you've got a weak heart, turn the set off.
Come on, boy.
The rest of you stay with us. The crowd quiet. Now ready. The pitch. Bouncing ball. There's a throw. He is out.
Cubs win.
Yeah. Cubs win.
Cubs are the champion. The Cubs are the champion. Look at that mob scene. Holy cow.
You talk about a
possible is possible. The unbelievable is believable.
This is Harry Carey. So long, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah. Hard okay. To say. Don't you feel it? Are you emotional just hearing it every time you hear it? My eyes kind of well up a little bit.
All right. I think it's time now to close this thing up.
The top five at five.